News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, is projecting continued growth for the economy. The economy grew by just under 1% in the September quarter, following six consecutive quarters of contraction. BOJ Governor Brian Winter says growth in the range of 0 to 1% is expected for the December quarter.
Growth in real GDP is projected to continue at the same pace that we observed in the September quarter, supported by the forecast for continued strengthening in global economic growth. In addition, we expect that the continued implementation of the policies set out under the Extended Fund Facility will provide a boost to investor confidence.
Mr. Winter was speaking at the BOJ's quarterly press briefing last week. Meanwhile, the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, is attributing the growth in the Jamaican economy during the September quarter to several productive sectors. Director General of the PIOJ, Colin Bullock, says growth was influenced by increased productivity in agriculture and positive performances in mining and tourism, among other factors.
The upturn for July to September largely reflected the impact of improved weather conditions and initiatives geared at improving productivity and output, which supported growth in agriculture, an increase in capital expenditure by key public bodies, and an expansion in the volume and value of mortgages disbursed, improved performances in mining and tourism.
The agriculture, forestry, and fishing, and mining and quarrying sectors recorded second quarter growth of 5% each, while construction grew by 2.5%. Four pieces of legislation which comprise the government's omnibus tax incentive regime were approved in the House of Representatives last Tuesday. The bills consist of the Stamp Duty Amendment of Schedule Order Resolution 2013, Customs and Tariffs Revision Amendment Order Resolution 2013, Income Tax Relief, Large-Scale Projects and Pioneer Industries Act 2013, and the Fiscal Incentives, Miscellaneous Provisions Act 2013. Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips says the omnibus legislation represents the most far-reaching set of revisions to Jamaica's tax incentive systems that have been undertaken since independence.
The comprehensive reform of Jamaica's many tax incentive regimes requires implementation of a more accessible, broad-based, competitive tax regime, which can act both as a catalyst for investment and economic growth, and which applies across all economic sectors.
Cabinet has approved a contract for the design, supply, and retrofitting of air conditioning systems at four state entities. Under the contract, work will be carried out at the Jamaica Information Service, Kingston Public Hospital, Donald Sangster Building at the Sangster International Airport, and the Montego Bay Revenue Service Center. Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner says the work is being undertaken as the government intensifies measures to increase energy efficiency in the public sector.
The installation and supply of new energy-efficient air conditioning equipment is projected to result in a 49% reduction in the energy consumption of these facilities.
The project is being funded through a loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, has joined forces with the police, student organizations, principals, and other stakeholders to address reported antisocial and other inappropriate behavior by students at the Halfway Tree Transport Center. Managing Director of the JUTC, Colin Campbell, says marshals have been posted at the center to deter students from idling.
It has been fairly successful. We have had a listening of the buildup of kids in there on Friday evenings, and we have been able to move out in a better way and in a way that matches the transport flows in the evening.
Mr. Campbell says the JUTC's objective is not to be forceful, but to work with the students to bring about the necessary changes. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.